Good morning with us on a Thursday, not a usual day, but for a very good reason, is Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us normally on Mondays, but there was a State of the State address yesterday, Ken, and you were there. We watched it. And first, your thoughts and some of the major issues that came out of it.
Well, I mean, the governor had, over the last 2 weeks, you know, unveiled most of what he was going to propose. It was a very long speech, about an hour and a half. But, you know, the governor laid out his agenda, you know, ethics reform, minimum wage increase to $15 an hour, you know, a whole host of different issues. Really a kind of a kitchen sink kind of speech. Ethics reform, he pretty much put in everything the advocates have been asking for, whether it was public financing, it was lawmakers to have a limit on outside income. That's a big one. But, you know, we'll see what he gets accomplished with it.
Certainly. And we are in an election year for lawmakers and the issue of ethics reform you just mentioned. So, you know, how realistic is it that this will be pushed through?
I think a lot of these ideas have been out there before. Closing the what's called as the LLC loophole, which is something that the governor himself benefits greatly from, which is a loophole in the law that really allows businesses to skirt the $5,000 a year donation limit and give unlimited amounts of money. The Senate Republicans have opposed it in the past. They don't seem very willing to consider it again this year, but I guess we're going to see as we move forward.
Well, it's a headline in your paper today, and it says pretty much what most analysts are thinking. It's Screw York City. We're talking about the governor's relationship with the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, which has not been very good, and it seemed like that continued yesterday with his proposal dealing with the homeless.
Yeah, people are waiting to see what the governor would propose. He's been feuding with the mayor over the homeless, but it was a plan that he put out that would basically have the state look into the homeless situation, not only in New York City, but statewide, using the state comptroller and the New York City comptroller to audit the various homeless shelters, so to see whether or not they're up to par, and if they're not up to par, sanctions could be put in place, or even a receivership to take over the ones deemed unacceptable. More interesting is you're seeing the governor really shift a lot of state money to the city, basically asking the city to take up the cost of various projects. He wants the city to fund CUNY more. Right now, they really don't fund CUNY at all, the city.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joining us. You can find out more at nydailynews.com. Thanks, Ken. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Anytime. Be well.